আমরা
ডেইলি উই আর হিয়ারিং ডিউরিং শ্রী শ্রী দামোদর ভ্রাতা We are hearing from Shri Brihat Bhagavatamrita. For a little while, we are hearing Harikatha. And it's very important to hear it with a fixed mind, to give up restlessness. Giving up restlessness, we should hear Harikatha. Now we are hearing Tattvakatha. And if we are not peaceful, if we are not fixed in what we are hearing, we won't understand anything. Mahamuni Naraji, he was sitting in Dwaraka, and he has told, he was speaking to Gop Kumar, and he said, you're worshipping Lord Shri Krishna as your Sakha, as your friend. Thus, divine Golokdham is the greatest abode for you. The topmost. You can gain Golokdham because you have divine power. You are qualified. You go to Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Sridham Vrindavan is Tapobhumi. It's the land, place where tapasya, austerities are being done. And it is Chintamani Divya Dham. It is divine abode where all the desires are being fulfilled. Whatever one prays in Shivraja Dham, it's being fulfilled. Originally, Narad Muniji wanted to tell to Gop Kumar, hey Gop Kumar, you go to Jagannath Kshetra Dham. But Uddhavji Maharaj told, hey Mahamuni, hey Devarishi, I wanted to ask you something. And Narad Muniji answered, yes, I'm keeping asking you to speak, please. Because better than me, much, much better than me, you understand about Vraja Dham, about Vraja Prem, about Vraja Bhakti. In that regard, you know much more than me. Narad Muniji told to Uddhavji Maharaj. So Naraji told to Uddhavji Maharaj, and now Uddhavji Maharaj is answering, hey Mahamuni, you wanted to send Gop Kumar to Jagannath Puri Dham, but he won't be pleased completely there. So it's better that you send him directly to Shivraja Dham. The quality of a sadhu is to respect another sadhu. So Naraji told, you've told properly.
Uddhavji Maharaj, Gop Kumar ke bollen, hey Gop Kumar.
So Uddhavji Maharaj told to Gop Kumar, you go to Vraja now. And in the way that Narad Muniji explained to you, you should Do your bhajan. You should call for the Lord with your humble nature. Maharaj is again instructing the devotee at the katha to sit peacefully there at the back. Gop Kumar wanted to first take the instruction, permission of Lord Dwarakadish before going to Shivraja Dham. But Mahamuni Naraji told him, he Gop Kumar, you wanted to first take the permission of Lord Dwarakadish before going to Vraja Dham, but it is not required. Much more dear to the Lord, even more dear to than Dwarak Dham, is Shivraja Dham. So you don't need to wait for the Lord's permission. You can go directly to Shivraja Dham. So Gop Kumar was fixed in remembering of the Lord and remembering the mantra, Gopal mantra, that he has received from his Gurudev. And as soon as he has opened his eyes, he was already there, present in Shivraja Dham. He reached Mathura, Vishram Tirtha, then Govardhan, Radhakund. He went to all places in Vraja. He went to Keshigat. And first, at Keshigat, not far from Keshigat, there was a kunja. Gop Kumar is speaking to whom when he says, I've reached that kunja at Keshigat. Gop Kumar is speaking to Matur Brahmana. He is speaking to that Brahmana, a whole narration about himself. So he is continuing, Hey Mathura Brahman, when I opened my eyes, I was there in that kunja, close to Keshigat, following instructions of Narad Muni. I was doing bhajan, I was doing kirtan. I was crying filled with prem. I was crying with whole heart because I couldn't have the darshan of the Lord. I was going through Vraj to different places of Lord's pastimes. I got the darshan of Lord's pastimes places, but I was crying in separation from the darshan of the Lord. I was crying, oh, when shall I have the darshan of the giver of my life, Madangopal? I was praying to him to give me his darshan. I was going to different places of Lord's pastimes and I kept crying, calling for the Lord. Oh, when shall I get the Lord's darshan? I couldn't get peaceful. Hey, Brahman. I was thinking. I've entered in the fire. In that fire of sadness,
আমি ভাবতাম আমি বোধহয় দাবাগ্নি অগ্নিতে পড়ে,
আই ওয়াজ থিংকিং দ্যাট আই উইল ডাই ইন দ্যাট ফায়ার অফ সেপারেশন ফ্রম শ্রী কৃষ্ণ উইদাউট হিজ দর্শন।
তাহলে কেমন ভাব?
So what is this kind of bhav mood like? Rag means I did everything. But if I am saying I am doing Raga Marga and following Raga Marga, it's not possible to say like that. 108 Priyacharan Das Babaji Maharaj. He was such exalted devotee. Maharaj is saying that he had his darshan while he himself was still a young boy. As a young boy, Maharaj said, he has asked Priyacharan Das Babaji Maharaj. He has asked about the Raga Marga and Raga Marga Sadak. And he has answered, Hey Haricharan, when I was a little boy like you, I came to Vrajadham and I went to Prem Sarovar. And I was, as a little boy, doing service to a sadhu. There was a sadhu doing Leela Smaran in his kutir. He didn't care about eating. He was remembering his mantras, doing Mantra Smaran. He was doing his sadhana, but he didn't take care of his body. Where did he put things? If he has eaten or not. But now, we keep taking care of very comfortable life and still we are saying we are doing Raga Marga. But Priyacharan Das Babaji Maharaj was giving example of this sadhu that was completely absorbed in his sadhana bhajan, not taking care of his body. Once devotees came and they took him to the sunlight to get some sunlight and they wished to wash his blankets, put them at the sun and take care of that sadhu. But the sadhu was asking, who are you? Is it day or night? The sadhu of that high stage, he didn't care. He didn't even know if it's night or day. He was completely absorbed in his sadhana, his chanting mantras, but he didn't care of his body. But today, not everyone, but so many devotees, they are taking care of comfortable life. And considering themselves to be engaged in bhajan. But these highly elevated devotees, they didn't care about themselves properly. Gop Kumar was saying, I was going from place to place, crying and calling for the Lord. This Goswami Ashtaka is specifically this verse, explains the mood of our Goswamis. They were calling, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe, crying, going from one to another place of Lord's pastimes, pleading, praying for their darshan. the Lord feels like giving up his body without darshan of the Lord. For a long time in this way, Gop Kumar was going from one to another place in Vraja, calling, "Hey, Madan Gopal, hey, Krishna, please give me your darshan." Gop Kumar told to Brahman, "Hey, Brahman, I was thinking that in this fire of separation from the Lord, that I will burn in that fire. I was thinking when I gained Lord's darshan, it will be as if I've entered into the cooling waters of Mother Yamuna." Our acharyas are saying that the greatest darshan is the darshan of the Lord in mind. But that's very hard, having the darshan of the Lord in the core of one's heart, of one's mind. So they are exalted devotees that are in the core of their hearts, their minds. They are remembering the Lord and they are having darshan of the Lord in their hearts, in their minds. Gop Kumar, with above, with those divine feelings within his heart, he was calling for the Lord. He was crying, he has fallen on the ground, and having all these sattvic bhavas, these exalted moods, expressions, eyes were filled with tears, his mouth was filled with foam. The mucus was coming from his nose. In this way, crying, he has fainted. Such a high stage of a devotee that doesn't take care of his body anymore. In such a way, crying, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna," Gop Kumar there in Vraja, he would faint, and for days he didn't know for himself. A similar example is given in Sat Goswami Ashtaka about our Goswamis. In such exalted mood, devotee wouldn't even eat for days. So in this way, Goswamis were calling for Srimati Radharani. "Hey Radhe, please show yourself to me. Keep me alive in this way. Give me life by giving your darshan." In order to have Lord's darshan, we should first learn to love him, to have affection. Where shall that affection for the Lord come from? By being truthful, without cheating, hearing Lord's katha. What does bhakti mean? means that we are sitting on the asan and performing Lord's bhajan. When devotee in this way is focused on the Lord has to come. Bhakti Devi has told to four Kumaras as they've met. All the Munis, Rishis, devotees, they all have their own asanas. For all the mothers, asanas were there. And she was asking, where is my asan? And the four Kumaras have answered, all of these devotees that are sitting and are focused at the Lord, their hearts, all their hearts are your asan, the place for you to sit. So when devotees focused on the Lord in their bhajan, that is the seat, that is the place for bhakti. Bhakti Devi appears there. And then being attracted by such a heart of a devotee, the Lord has to appear to that devotee. So Gop Kumar was sitting and being focused at 10 syllables Gopal mantra. Scriptures are describing different kinds of Gopal mantra, 10 syllable, 18 syllable. We are receiving 18 syllable, the topmost Gopijana Vallabh Gopal mantra. But if we don't chant it, there is no use that we have received such a mantra. So Gop Kumar, he has received 10 syllable mantra. But someone has gained 18 syllable mantra, but they think, what's the matter? I don't have time now. I will chant mantra when I will have time. Gurudev has told, you chant it, but we don't have faith, we don't have bhakti, and we don't do that. So Gop Kumar was once again crying and calling for Shri Krishna, wandering through forests of Raja. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, and in such a state, he has fallen on the ground unconscious. Lord Shri Krishna is the most merciful, and he came. He has seen Gop Kumar was lying there without consciousness. And Lord Shri Krishna has put his lotus hand on the head of Gop Kumar. He was caressing, touching his whole body to revive him. All his body was filled with foam, with mucus, with tears. Lord Shri Krishna has put his lotus hand on Gop Kumar's body, touching whole his body. Suddenly, And Gop Kumar has instantly gained consciousness. And he could have seen. He saw the Lord of my life, the giver of my life, Madan Gopal has come. And at that moment, Gop Kumar, he couldn't understand what he should do. At that moment, he was expressing the mood of anger. This Krishna is a cheater. He has appeared, but immediately he will disappear again. And it did happen. Sri Krishna started walking away. But Gop Kumar has started running towards Sri Krishna, following him and expressing the mood of man, anger. He was telling, this Krishna, he is a cheater. He comes and goes. Sri Krishna, he was touching Gop Kumar, his head, his whole body. He has even kissed him. It's not possible to see it easily happening. But devotees immersed in Vrajabhav then are getting blessed by the Lord that Lord Krishna himself is appearing to them. He is embracing them, kissing them. Devotees in Vrajupasana, worship of Vraj, in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurbhav. They are gaining of so much mercy of the merciful Lord that when such a soul, such a jeev is crying for the Lord, Lord Govinda is feeling pain in his own heart. As when the father sees that his son is sad, the father is sad himself. So when such a Vraja devotee is crying for the Lord, the Lord feels more pain in his heart. So Gop Kumar was further narrating and saying, hey Brahman, in this way, sometimes I was feeling complete bliss when I could have got the Lord's darshan. When I've gained Lord's darshan, I was feeling complete bliss. But when I saw Lord Krishna running, then I ran towards him, following him. In such a way, I have fallen by the cooling waters of Yamuna. The waters of Yamuna are so cooling. Falling unconscious, I was feeling as if I was being pulled somewhere. At that moment, I was feeling as if I was at Vaikuntha, because previously I was in Vaikuntha. I was in that Viman, a carrier that took me to Vaikuntha. And by Viman, I was even taken further on. Further on, I have reached Ayodhya. I have reached Dwarakapuri. And further on, I have reached the topmost Goloka Dham. But when I was there in Goloka Dham, I was not sure, was I in the earthly Vraja Mandala or was I in Goloka Dham? Golok Vraja Mandala. I was not able to recognize. I was speechless. Fainting and gaining consciousness again, Gop Kumar, he was not able to recognize. Was it Goloka Dham or was it earthly Vraja Dham? It looked the same. From Mathura, Vishamghat, Gop Kumar went to Vrindavan, to Goloka Dham Vrindavan. And he was feeling, it is so amazing. All the devatas were there. Brahma, Rudra or Lord Shiva. All the devatas were there. Vraja Dham is not easily obtainable even for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods. But to Goloka Dham, they could reach, they were present there. Gop Kumar was saying that he was amazed that there in Goloka Vrindavan Dham, he saw Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the demigods, all the devas. So Gop Kumar was amazed. He was saying he couldn't recognize the difference between the earthly Mathura Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and there in Goloka Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Mathura Dham, there. So Gop Kumar is speaking to Mathur Brahmana and he continued. He had darshan, he could see all the cowherd men. They were dressed in cowherd clothes. They were wandering through forests. They were gopis there. They were picking flowers. Gop Kumar told, I was aware that I've reached there by the mercy of my Gurudev, by the mercy of the Lord. And he was narrating further on. It was all so amazing, so divine, all around. And all those inhabitants of Goloka Dham, they were all engaged in their seva. Some old ladies, Vraja ladies, they were gathering flowers, plucking flowers throughout the forests. It was so amazing to see them, but they were quiet, they didn't speak anything. They were engaged in their seva.
হে পরমহংসগণের মনোরথেরও সুদুর্লভ পরমানন্দ রাশি দ্বারা পরিষেবিতাগণ।
And Gop Kumar has addressed them.
আরেকটি সম্বোধন করছেন, হে কমলাপতির প্রণয় ভাজন ভক্তগণের পরম প্রার্থনীয়।
He was addressing them with such a divine words that please bestow your mercy upon me.
এবং সেই রাজার গৃহটা কোথায় আর কোন পথে গেলে আমি সেখানে যেতে পারব? এহে মহা ভাগ্য,
ও মোস্ট ফরচুনেট ওয়ান্স,
বিনয়তা অবলম্বন পূর্বক জিজ্ঞাসা করছি, হে সুব্রাতাগণ,
with all these divine words about their divine nature, about their divine engagements, he was glorifying them, but they were quiet, being absorbed in their service. They didn't answer to him. They were completely absorbed in their moods. It looked as if they are in man, if the transcendental anger. These are all expressions of the purest love for the Lord. There in Goloka, everyone was engaged in seva, but didn't speak. They didn't answer to Gop Kumar. They were absorbed in their divine moods. Gop Kumar was further narrating, a Brahman I was in different divine abodes and I've seen opulence, greatest opulence of all of those dhammas. I'm sorry. But Gop Kumar, he said, although I've seen the opulence of all the great dhammas, but such opulence, and at the same time, such a divine madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness, I haven't seen anywhere else than there in Golok Dham. These gopis, they were engaged in their service, and they were singing divine songs. There was a divine sunrise, and I could understand. These divine gopis, they are singing divine songs, being engaged in their divine service of churning yogurt, making butter for Sri Krishna. Going like that, I've met one elderly lady. She was going and she was saying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. And she was crying. What could I ask her? Seeing her state, I myself came into such a state. I was feeling sad. And I couldn't ask her anything else. With choked voice, I tried to say, Who are you? But she didn't answer. She was just saying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. She was going like that, walking like that. That woman, she was in such a divine mood, crying.
এই এমন ভাবে তিনি কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ করে চলেছেন, আমি তখন ভাবছি কি ব্যাপার, এখানে কারা দুঃখী কারা সুখী এটা তো আমি ঠিক বুঝতে পারছি।
গোপ কুমার সেড, আই এম নট এবল টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড,
আমি কিছুই নির্ণয় করতে পারলাম না।
আর দিস ইনহ্যাবিটেন্টস অফ দ্য ডিভাইন গোলোক ধাম, আর দেয়ার ব্লিসফুল অর আর দেয়ার স্যাড? I was sad myself. I couldn't understand. I came to the divine Golok Dham and I can't understand. Are they blissful or are they sad? In this way, I was walking all around. And in the humble mood, I've offered obeisances to one old person. I was asking to that elderly person, where is Nandanandan? Where is he now? And that elderly person has showed with a finger, not speaking a word. The same way as 84 Kroshas Vrajamandala looks like, it looked also there. And that elderly person has answered, today, this morning, Shri Krishna, he went to herd cows together with Balaram and cowherd boys. He will come now. The giver of our lives is going to come very soon. Look, everyone is waiting for him on that path towards Yamuna. So everyone that was standing there at the banks of Yamuna, at that path, Yamuna path, they were all looking in one way, all of them. Also Radharani and her sakis, they were looking at one way. With wide open eyes, they were looking as if they didn't have eyelids. With wide open eyes, they were looking in one direction. When will the giver of our lives come? When he will give his darshan to us? This Golok Leela, Vraja Leela, is the topmost. And this elderly person has told, look, not only Vrajavasis, but also the trees. Their leaves are standing on their tops. They are all expecting Shri Krishna to come back from herding of the cows. They are all waiting for his darshan. Everything is conscious in the dham. Even a stick, someone would say, it's just a wooden stick, but not. It is conscious. So what to say then of the trees, branches of the trees, leaves on the branches of the trees. Everything is conscious. Hearing this, I was blissfully walking by that Yamuna path, waiting for Lord's darshan. I was walking, but then suddenly I was stunned. I couldn't move. All the sakis They were wearing all the decorations in upside down way. How is that? They even didn't take care to wear it properly, being worried they would miss Lord's darshan, Lord Krishna's darshan. They didn't even wear their saris properly as they were running on the way, on the road to have Lord Krishna's darshan. Whatever was supposed to be worn in certain way, they did it upside down. Whatever decoration it was supposed to be worn on certain limb, they will put it on completely other way, on other limb, everything upside down. Some of them were fainting at their homes. Some of them were fainting as they were walking on the path to meet Sri Krishna. Mother Yashomati and all the other mothers that were considering and worshipping Sri Krishna to be their own son, all these old ladies, they were waiting for Sri Krishna to come. They were thinking, completely absorbed in Krishna's arrival. And they were singing glories of Sri Krishna. All these ladies in Vatsalya above, their hearts were completely absorbed in Sri Krishna, that the milk was coming from their breasts, out of their prayer for Sri Krishna. Gop Kumar was thinking, what a divine vision. I can't understand anything. Why is everyone so sad? It seems as if they are feeling more burning than if burning in the fire. Gop Kumar was saying, I couldn't understand their moods. Yes, all the Vrajavasi women, they were looking in one direction, standing there at the banks of Yamuna. They were carrying gifts for Sri Krishna in their arms. Each of them has brought different gift for Sri Krishna. They've prepared everything. And in this way, they are sitting there. Gop Kumar was saying, to me, they've all looked like mad women. I couldn't say if they are blissful or if they are sad. Then I've seen some other Vraja women, they were going at the road, at the path, they're speaking something as a mad women. I couldn't understand what they are saying. Gop Kumar was saying that he was amazed that in divine abode of Golok Vrindavan, that he couldn't say if the inhabitants were blissful or sad. As Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Prem Bhakti, it's like a mixture, it feels like a mixture of poison and nectar. Kaviraj Goswami Pad is in Chaitanya Charitamrita giving commentaries, explanations like that. And Gop Kumar has told the same to Mathura Brahman. Hey Brahman, I couldn't say if they are burning in fire of sadness or they are immersed in the ocean of nectar, of bliss. These gopis of Raja, they were looking like a mad women, half conscious means they were looking conscious, but at the same time as if unconscious, not responding. They were all looking towards one direction, and that elderly woman has shown to Gop Kumar with her finger, look at that direction, Nanda Kumar is coming. And description of Raja Gopis is such that their beauty, their effulgence, their decorations, their dressing was much more opulent, much more beautiful than even of Lakshmi Devi herself. All of them, they took shelter at the banks of Yamuna. They were all waiting there. All day they've been waiting. Since Gopal leaves for herding cows in the morning until evening, all day, Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, and Shrimati Radharani, and others, they are feeling that part of the day from morning till evening to be as a whole life. It seems to them as such a long period of time in Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda's absence. And in such a mood, the gopis are chastising creator, secondary creator Brahma. They're saying he's not competent to create, he's not qualified. What was the need to create our eyelids? It would be better if our eyes would be like eyes of a fish. The fish eyes don't have lids. So the gopis were saying, the birth as a fish is greater than our birth, because as a fish we wouldn't have eyelids and we could have our eyes constantly open while having Krishna's darshan. This Brahma is certainly unqualified. He doesn't know anything about creating. Gopis are loving Shri Krishna so much, it's not possible to describe that in words. And their love for Shri Krishna, love of the gopis for Shri Krishna, is expressing in different ways. Sometimes with affection, sometimes with man, with anger. In such a level, highest level of purest love for Shri Krishna, Prem, gopis, all the feelings, so much affection, they get into the state of man, transcendental anger, when not being able to have Krishna's darshan. That is very hidden, very secret katha. Mahamuni Naraji first told to Gop Kumar, this kind of topics should be kept deeply within heart, hidden, secret, and I did keep it secret. But now, speaking to Gop Kumar, he said, when I'm having your darshan, having seeing you, such a great devotee of the Lord, dear devotee of Lord Shri Krishna, I can't stop speaking these topics, secret, hidden, divine topics. I can't stop speaking them to you. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining that such a divine devotee is that experience these divine topics about bhajan. They are not speaking it to everyone. They are speaking it only to very dear, like-minded devotees. So Gop Kumar is speaking to Brahmana. I was thinking he was saying, Gop Kumar, to Mathur Brahmana, I was thinking that everything has its own ending. Any good thing, any bad thing, it has its ending. Some border, some line, where it can't reach further on. But this Krishna Prem, it's endless. It doesn't have any border, any line that marks its border. It's borderless, endless. There is no end to thirst of Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis for Sri Krishna. They are as mad without him. Whole creation is getting mad when hearing Krishna's flute. There are so many ordinary, material, worldly songs in this world. But the Harinam, 16 names of Harinam, is such that devotees, even new devotees, they are all again and again feeling newer and newer bliss and newer thirst for Harinam. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is giving example, Srila Jeev Goswami himself as well, of Ganga and taking bath in Ganga, Ganga Snan. That every bath in Mother Ganga is new and new, always fresh, always new. How is that? That the purifying water of Mother Ganga, they are rushing towards the ocean. And the water into which we once entered has already flown further towards the ocean. And next time when we enter the waters of Mother Ganga, her waters are completely new, new waters that will further continue running, flowing, rushing towards the ocean. So, as it is told that we can't twice take bath in the same river, as every bath is in Mother Ganga is new bath. In the same way, devotees are feeling thirst. Preming Bhakta Vraja Gopis are feeling thirst for the Lord, and that thirst can't be quenched, relinquished, ever. As with a person that has that specific illness, we mentioned that one of the illnesses where the thirst is being felt is when someone has typhus. Such a person is feeling thirst, and all the drinking water again and again can't quench the thirst. The sick person in that way feels need for water again and again. In the similar way, when we do bhajan of Krishna, we should do it with anurag, attraction for Sri Krishna. And that is the nature of raga marg upasan. It's not possible to say for oneself, I'm doing raga marg. If someone speaks like that, it's not appropriate because such a person is not able to recognize that he has entered raga marg. When person relishes the feast, he can't speak about that. It's only relishing. He experiences relish, but can't explain that in a verse. Raga Marg devotee filled with love, attraction, anurag, praying for the Lord. He can't speak about it. He's not aware about it. He's not aware of it himself. So Gop Kumar was saying to Brahmana, I was amazed having their darshan. Instantly I've heard some special sound from all directions, humba humba sound, sound of the cows approaching. And then I could see Sri Krishna was coming along with Balaram and his sakas. From all directions, sakas were playing their instruments. They were calling the cows, hanba hanba sounds were coming from all directions. Such a divine, mind-enchanting vision. And everyone lost their consciousness instantly. Our Lord, our friend, our son, our lover Sri Krishna is going to approach now. So how the Lord was coming, we are going to explain at the next katha by the mercy of Madan Gopal. And until then, we are keeping our katha at rest now.
Sri Radhesha Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Griraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai Damodar Brata Ki Jai Sri Gop Kumar Ki Jai Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai আজকের আনন্দ কি জয়, সমস্ত সমাগত ভক্ত মণ্ডলী কি জয়, জয় জয় শ্রী রাধে শ্যাম নিতাই গৌর হরি গো।